The Homes Care Scheme was designed with the best of intentions to help those affected by recent disasters get back on their feet. And largely, it is doing exactly that. But there appears to be some suspicion by the government that some people might be trying to rip the system off. Minister for Women, Children and Poverty Alleviation, Medisini Vuniwanga, speaking to Fiji Village, has warned that anyone found to be lying or abusing the assistance will be taken to task.
The assistance is not for everybody. It's for those people whose homes or whose household goods were damaged. That needs to be damaged. A lot of people are saying that just because the rain came into their house or the waters came into their house, that entitles them to the assistance. No. That needs to be, it needs to be the basis for damage. Damage is the crux of this application, of this assistance. So if they're lying, the law will catch up with them. Yeah, there'll be an audit after this, and if they're found to be lying, they will be prosecuted.
And it's not just some of the people using the assistance money who are being criticised. The Consumer Council of Fiji's CEO, Pramila Kumar, says some of the accredited traders are taking advantage of the scheme by jacking their prices up.
Say, for example, a 32-inch television screen was being sold for $712 now, but before it was available for $499.
How big a problem is this? Your press release says you've only received 3 complaints. That doesn't sound like too many.
Actually, we've got 2 more complaints, so that makes it 5 at this stage. And it's just that people don't know what the prices were, except for few who were comparing the prices and were intending to buy after they had lost these items in the flood. So these are the complainants who have been contacting us, and that made us do a survey to actually find out what was happening on the ground. And our survey was very basic, which involved looking at past advertisement, recent advertisement, and at what price they were selling that item. We looked at the model and the brand, and we compared what was being sold in the shop.
So the basic problem is that people have been given up to $7,000 on this Homes Care Initiative card, which they can use to buy stuff to replace things they lost in the cyclones, but they can only spend it at certain shops, and some of these shops are realising that, realise they can jack the prices up, and it's not like they've got a choice. They can't just go down the road and buy something for cheaper because they need to use this card.
Yes, I mean, there are a couple of issues attached to it. One, that card can be used not only for household items, but it can also be used in the hardware stores to buy materials to rebuild their houses. But as you have rightly pointed out, the problem is that the selected traders that we have in the market, they are playing around now by putting the advertised prices back to normal prices. For the council, this is unethical in the sense, I mean, when Happy Days, they're advertising the product at a lower price. And now for these consumers who really need assistance, they've pushed up the price.
Is there anything the government can do to stop this kind of price gouging?
I think what the government will definitely do in the next initiative, whatever initiative they will have, because we continue to get cyclones, I'm sure they will try not to include these vendors on the list.